We welcome Zach Pearson in, head coach, general manager, basically everything of the Decatur Blaze, and back in the postseason.
We are, yeah.
This is where you expect to be. I think only a couple teams miss the postseason. Is that right?
Well, unfortunately, our division, everybody makes it.
Oh, they do all make it. Okay.
You know, it's all about the seeding.
Yes.
You know, there's six teams in our division, and
I don't know why I was thinking there was eight and two didn't make it, but yeah.
Yeah.
So and, the three hosts of six, the four hosts of five, one and two get a bye through this weekend, and you guys got to the four.
Yep.
Where would you put your team right now? Are you playing as good as you have all year?
We are.
Okay.
We are. So we're very excited. I think at the last 10, I think we've won 8.
Really?
And we've played the first place team. We've played the third place team. I mean, so we've played good teams. And, you know, it's that time of year to
right.
be kind of going up.
To be clicking.
Yeah. And, you know, we're doing it. So we are excited about it.
You mentioned before we came on you had a shot at getting to the three. How close were you to the three?
Well, we actually did our Daz trip last Friday. We played a home and home against Ileana, who was ahead of us. If we would have won both games, we would have got third, and our route to nationals would have been easier.
Yeah. Did two make nationals or one?
Two. So whoever wins the second round goes. So we go to Ileana. We end up losing 5-4, and you know the boys just weren't ready. We didn't show up. We had the dads come, and we went to Soul Bistro for a pregame meal. They were great, and they came on the bus with us, and it was a great trip with the father sons, but the boys just weren't ready to play. You know, it was kind of disappointing. Mm. So then we come home, you know, do a meal at Doherty's with the moms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then we play Saturday, and we won 10-1.
So moms need to be the road trip?
Apparently.
10-1. Well, that was against the same team. They came here the next night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that. Obviously a little disappointing. You guys really handled the Fighting Irish. Are they not the team they once were?
They're not.
Okay.
They're not. And, you know, buddy.
I mean, not that you beat them, but you just destroyed them. 19-7 over the three games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we did well against them the three games. We lost once there, but we're not the same team at that time. So, you know, that's who we play this weekend. And yeah, it's one of those things
okay.
Anybody could beat anybody, but if we do what we're supposed to be doing, it should be Friday, Saturday, and then we should be able to rest, hopefully.
You've got your lines. You've got your lineups. It's pretty set.
Yeah.
How long have you had them set? I'm sure a guy here and there moves around.
You've
mostly known what the best connections are for, what, about half the season maybe?
Well, you know, the top two lines, yeah. I mean, and honestly, we still throw those guys in.
Sure.
You know.
That's part of the strategy.
Yeah. And then the top four. And, you know, part of this level is holding these kids accountable. And it doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
Well, you know, me, I will say to anybody. It doesn't matter to me. If you're, you know, you're T.J. Dugan and you're not doing your job, then you're going to sit.
Yeah.
Well, T.J. Dugan's been doing his job and some lately. Same with Scotty Wargen. And, you know, we need that second layer to score, and that's, you know, Cade Soigaline and Blake Hochbarth. If they do that, then, you know, sky's the limit, right? We should we could have a chance to be going to Boston.
I feel like goalkeeping's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Got a lot of 1-2 goal matches in here.
Yeah, Remy Champeau, he's been doing phenomenal.
He's awesome.
You know, and has Cam Bernard. They've been kind of been the 1-2 punch, and we got Daniil Bermatov and Trey Dill as well, you know, and I think hopefully we get some of those guys back. I think Daniil's planning on coming back next year. He's kind of our third, fourth guy this year.
Who's that?
Daniil Bermatov.
Oh, okay.
He's from Russia. I've actually been talking to his dad. I'm pretty sure he's coming back next year.
Great.
He needs to do a good workout this year, and he should come back and be a top two goalie for us next year. So
will Bernard leave? Will he age out or?
No, him or Remy, they don't age out, but, you know, we're going to do everything we can to help them, hopefully move up to a higher level, whatever that level may be. Okay. You know, I know Remy, he just won Goaltender of the Week, I think 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, we played Chicago Cougars, who's in first place here at home. We split 1-4-2 Friday, and then Saturday lost 3-2.
Yeah.
And
that's the number one team, right?
Yeah. And I think he had 60-some saves in each game.
Wow.
I mean, so he played really well.
Does that mean your defense is lacking a little bit?
No, it's not. Because of the systems that we kind of have in place, if Remy does a good job of controlling his rebounds, majority of that is perimeter shots.
Okay. Okay.
So they should be, you know, very savable.
Is that something you do against Chicago or against teams that play like Chicago?
Yeah. Okay, I mean, gotcha. They're a good skating team, right? They can compete with us in the skating category.
Okay.
And, you know, far as probably depth on paper, they may be a little better than us.
Okay.
And obviously the record shows it right now. But, you know, we're coming together. So
but you want to have them beat you at the hardest possible way for them to win a game, and that's pushing them out.
Right.
Firing it from the cheap seats.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. We've got opportunities to see at home. This is guaranteed the last chance we'll see at home. 100%, right?
Yeah, this is it. Friday and Saturday and Sunday if necessary.
Because even if the three upsets the two, you'll have to go to the three the following weekend. So, unless something crazy were to happen.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean,
no.
Let's say Tri-City beats.
Or the, yeah.
We would go to Motor City.
Yeah.
Which, who we wanted to play.
Sure.
If we would have beat them, or if we would have won for last Friday, then we would have played them.
Gotcha.
But, you know, just wasn't in our cards this
what's the schedule? Friday, Saturday, Sunday if necessary, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday if necessary?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday if necessary.
What time Friday?
Friday, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock Friday. You'll be playing the Detroit Fightin' Irish. Anything special going on for the game, or you kind of leave that stuff out? I assume music and...
Yeah.
Will there be a live music? Will they do that for the playoffs too?
I believe, yes, we are having a band Saturday.
Gotcha. That's all right. You can catch up on all that on the Blue Rock Records Facebook page, probably, right?
Yep. Jeff and Amanda are all over
that. You get to the playoffs, you kind of leave the fun stuff behind and start thinking about hockey, right? 100%
I do. Yes. You know, we're trying to go get nationals and hopefully recruit and everything like that. So I'm focused on that. Jeff and Amanda will take care of the entertainment value.
But there will be entertainment even in the postseason, so that's cool.
Yeah, and we're going to have a band playing Saturday at 7:30, Friday.
Yeah, what time's the Saturday game?
7:30.
7:30 start. When people get there about 7, entertainment starts? I mean, you guys hit the ice and...
Yep, the band starts at 7 o'clock. And then, perfect. You know, we go into our game at 7:30.
And they'll play during intermissions as well,
right,
which are 20 minutes long.
And, yeah.
You've got a lot of opportunities to see this. This is Friday night at 5. It's at 5, right?
Yep.
Saturday at 7:30. If you split those two, what time would you play Sunday?
12:15.
12:15 in the afternoon. You don't expect to be there Sunday, I would assume.
I don't want to be, but you know, at the end of the day, we gotta get, you know, we're preparing these guys, we've been doing it all week, and you know, this is kind of where you have a conundrum as a coach, right?
Yeah.
You've done very well against these guys, but you don't want to take anybody lightly.
Yeah.
But we want to try to maybe implement some things that we could maybe work on,
right?
That could be useful against Chicago. So you kind of gotta, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
So you gotta be careful of, you know.
Don't do too much to cost yourself this one.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, we got to go out and win two games.
Yeah.
Whether it's in two games or three games, you know, for us to move on, we got to win. So, you know, I tell our guys, you know, it got real chippy the last time the Fighting Irish are here. There's quite a few fights, and there are some problems off the ice. So, you know, we need to play our game. We can't get caught up in the emotions. Our team is very fragile with that.
Gotcha.
Once the emotions fly, our game comes off.
Gotcha.
And it's not good for
us. It's not a motivator.
It's not at all.
Every team's a little different, yeah.
Some could feed off it. Our team, we cannot. It takes us off.
So gotta be about that hockey.
We got to make sure, hey, we're focused on the hockey. If someone hits you, you don't like it, you know what? Go score a goal.
Go score a goal to pay it back.
Yeah, don't hit them back, because odds are we're going to get the penalty, and then, you know, things aren't
It's good. Not going to motivate you. It's going to get thrown off your game.
Yeah. I mean, because we use the same guys on the special teams, you know, who play quite a bit. And, you know, in order for us to be successful, we have to roll four lines and then have our, you know, our power play PK instead of, you know what I mean?
Sure. 5 o'clock Friday, 7:30 Saturday. If you find out that if they go 1-1, you'll have a 12:15 game on Sunday as well.
Yep.
If you win next Friday, Saturday, Sunday again in Chicago.
Yep.
Yep. If you win that, you go to Nationals. Is that still in Boston?
Yeah, it's still in Boston. Yeah, we would literally, I think, pack up and leave like 2 days
pretty
later.
Pretty much right away.
Yeah.
Have you been there twice since you've been in Decatur, or just once?
For Nationals, just once.
Just once.
Yeah, I mean, we go there every year for a showcase.
Yeah,
but
where'd you finish? Like sixth or so? I mean...
Fourth.
Fourth,
yeah. Two years ago, yeah, we finished fourth. Yeah.
It's a great run.
It was, you know, and...
That's a great part about this game, is you could finish fourth or fifth in your division and still go do that.
Right.
Were you second that year?
We were
second or third, maybe you didn't have a bye. I can't remember.
No, we didn't have a bye there, but we finished
That's
second,
right.
And then, you know, we had two rounds at home.
Yeah.
And then we went to Boston, actually went further than the first place team here to finish fourth. So,
I think you had to move a game to Springfield then, too. The timing was just off.
That was a couple years before.
Oh, okay.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we've had to do that before, too.
Well, I'm glad you've been here so long that things are starting to run together.
That's
good. DecaturBlaze.com if you want to go check out rosters and results and all of that good stuff. And what's happened this year? It all literally means nothing now because you're in this position and you are four wins from Nationals.
Yeah. Hey, I want to say thanks for helping out the football squares. I know.
Oh, yeah,
I know
yeah.
You didn't win, but
I'm used to that.
At the end of the day, the family won.
That's awesome.
You know, the Blaze family, we are able for the host family, we are able to raise over $6,000 to help the family out, and
just on the squares.
Well, between the squares,
oh,
the GoFundMe, and the raffle of the TV,
awesome.
So it was great.
Who won the TV?
Oh, I forget.
God, that's a big deal. Didn't know if somebody you knew.
I think it's someone, actually, I think you know him, actually.
Really?
I think so. I'll have to double check. I want to say Jeff something. Starts with a B. I don't remember. I apologize.
That's all right. As I say, we're going to their house to watch games.
Yeah, it was a nice TV.
Yeah, that's good. Well, good stuff. Good luck this weekend. Give him hell.
All right, thank you.
Zach Pearson, diehard Red Wings fan. Don't hold that against him. They're playing the Blackhawks tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't think your Red Wings are very good right now, so.
Well, I don't. You know, it's one of those things where they're okay. I mean, there's so much parity in the NHL. I mean, I think Detroit's second to last. And Chicago's, what, won 8 or 9 of the last 10 or 11 games? And they're actually not even Detroit's favorite, and I get they're playing in Detroit, but that just tells you about the parity of the NHL right now.
You ever seen anything like this kind of parity?
I have not. This year's, I mean, it's crazy, and honestly, like, it's exciting for fans, but for Vegas, not so much.
You know,
because it makes it hard because they could either win a lot or break a lot. And football, basketball, normally some of those bets are kind of safe. So.
Yeah, that's true. Zach Pearson, head coach, general manager, owner of the Decatur Blades. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.